Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. From the moment we are born, human beings crave and need connection. We actively seek out other people for comfort, warmth, and safety. And as we grow older, we may find it harder and harder to find true connection and true intimacy. My wonderful, awesome, insightful guest, Luna Love, is here today to help us understand and discuss why this happens and what we can do to achieve the connection and intimacy we so deeply crave. Luna also will talk about how to recognize intimacy in ourselves so that we can experience intimacy in our relationships, how to be aware of when intimacy is unhealthy, and about how to move through the four stages of intimacy and cultivate the connection that we all crave. Luna, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I've just so, you know, I've always loved to discuss what intimacy really means because it's scary for a lot of people. So how do you approach this? How do you approach this topic and subject with your clients?
Like you said, it's something that in the beginning, it's something that we all crave. I think as humans, we're so deeply desiring connection. And I think a lot of people have one hand waving someone closer and the other hand holding them, stop, stay away. And that's often like a mixed signal that we give people, even loved ones that we've been very close to for a long time in our lives, because there's a fear of if they truly see all of me, then I'll be rejected. And then I'll be alone and there's no love and all of those things. So it's safer to keep people at a distance to not feel that hurt of rejection and pain and being alone. And so just allowing ourselves to experience closeness is key. And so I've kind of established in my practice these four levels of intimacy. And we all crave level 2, 3, and 4. And in order to have them, we need to really, really establish level one. Mm-hmm. So level one is being intimate with yourself, being present to your thoughts, the emotions going on inside of you, and the physical sensations in your body. So the way your body is communicating with you in that moment of what's going on inside. That's intimacy with yourself. It's just thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations, feelings being emotions. Mm-hmm. When we can do that with ourselves and acknowledge it. So sometimes we feel things and we're like, I don't want to feel that. That intimacy comes from like really just being present with whatever is arising inside of us. Right. And then we can move to level two, which is being seen, being witnessed. So how many times does someone, you're having a really rough day and someone asks you how you are and you're like, oh, everything's fine. Everything's great with a big, big grin.
Right.
You know, so that's missing an opportunity to deeply connect and create an intimate experience with that person because we weren't intimate with ourselves, we didn't acknowledge what was true for us, and we didn't allow ourselves to be seen. So that whole opportunity for closeness was just missed out of the fear. If I tell them how I really feel, then who wants to be around someone who's not, you know, happy or whatever the thought might be. And then level three is being intimate with yourself, being present to you, to what's going on inside, allowing yourself to be witnessed, and then at the same time witnessing another. So how can I be present with you without leaving myself? And that's a big one, I think, especially for mothers. Like, how can I be present with what's going on for me but be present for the other person or a child? And really everyone, we always experience this, and it's the nature of a caretaker. And it's so beautiful, but we also have to take care of ourselves at the same time.
Right.
And then level four is just all of those things, and the other person is also consciously doing them. So you have two people who are present and aware of the thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations going on in their body. They're allowing themselves to be seen and witnessed by another, and they're also fully, unconditionally welcoming whatever the other person is bringing forward wherever they're at. So two people, and that's the goal. Like, that's beautiful.
When two people could have true intimacy with each other and not feel, but you know, the thing is there's a great quote, and it's like, you know, the kind of like the mission to getting into a relationship is to give up not knowing, you know, I mean, it's to honestly, you walk into these, to most relationships with no guarantee that it's going to last forever, or, you know, that you're going to have unconditional acceptance forever with someone. And so I think that is why a lot of people don't want to get close and don't want to really be vulnerable, because fear for, like you said, being rejected, fear from being abandoned, fear from, you know, all these things. And sometimes they start in the family of origin, or it's some, you know, there's some core injury along the way that happened to probably most of us have had something happen where we felt abandoned to a degree. So how do we get people to see that you still have to take that leap and step anyway?
Well, I think that it's hard. For a lot of people, it happens in the way of like, this hurts so much, I don't want to feel this way anymore. Okay, I'm going to give myself permission to let a little more love in. And unfortunately, right. I would love for people to not have to get to that place in order to make that shift change for themselves. And sometimes that is the way. And hopefully hearing something like this and hearing the beauty of connection and just like the courage, it does take courage. And I do want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Sometimes for me, it's just admitting like, oh, I'm scared to be vulnerable. Like in the moment that, like if somebody asks me something that I'm like, I don't want to go there, I don't want to share that. And just saying, I'm nervous to share with what's true for me. Just kind of admitting that is vulnerability, and all of a sudden creates connection.
Totally. I love that.
So it's not like first we have to do that inside ourselves, you know, step one, levels of intimacy work in that way. So just acknowledging for myself, oh, I'm scared. Then sharing it, allowing in myself to be seen. Step two, I've already created that. So sometimes it helps just by sharing, like, I'm nervous, I'm scared to tell you this. I'm scared that, you know, if I let you see this more angry part of me that you're going to reject me. Sometimes being transparent is the way to get where you want to go.
I love that. And I so fully am behind that. It's I always tell my clients, go one level deeper, you know, just instead of skirting around an issue, just say what you truly mean. And I love that you just say, at least for the listeners out there today, that they could start by just tapping into that, and just sharing that they have fears. Just sharing that you have fears alone is what you're saying is one step closer to true intimacy.
Yeah. And, you know, I listed these four levels of intimacy, and my hope and encouragement is just focus on level one. Like I've seen time and time again is that if we all just focus on level one, the rest kind of slowly happens naturally. If we just are like, okay, you know, like even in the part of saying I'm scared, it's like you have to admit it to yourself first.
Right.
And that's, you're creating intimacy with yourself when whatever feeling is present is acknowledged.
I love that. Okay. So whenever you have an emotion or feeling, acknowledge it first. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And then and if it's not judged and it's accepted and it's okay to feel that way, then you've created intimacy with yourself. Then the more that builds, the more you feel safe, then maybe sharing with somebody else and allowing yourself to be seen in that won't be as scary.
Right.
Because you've already established that sense of safety inside.
I love that. I could talk to you about this forever. It's so great because, you know, we have to give a part of ourselves away in exchange for, you know, an experience or love or whatever it is so that we can actually experience these things. There is an exchange of this. And I know that, the freedom and the gifts that come from truly being intimate and vulnerable, are so self-serving. So thank you so much for this conversation. You could find Luna at lunalovewellness.com. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.